各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上是安息日前面的一个晚上，我们大家继续在这里来预备我们的心，来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
Tonight is the Sabbath night. We all gather here. May the Lord remember us and also bless us.
今天晚上要继续用神的touch of God， 就是神摸了我们。做题目跟大家查考主耶稣摸了一些人的手。
Tonight I would like to use the topic the touch of God for our mutual encouragement.
那我们上一次分享过，当神摸了一个人之后呢，神都有他特殊的目的的。
And last time I've shared, when God touches, He has His own purpose.
那被神摸的人呢，摸过的他们也改变了。
And the one being touched by God is also transformed.
我们上一次。提到耶利米先知，他被神摸了他的口之后，他就变得很勇敢，去传讲神的信息。
Last time we shared, after God touched the mouth of prophet Jeremiah, he became brave and he preached the word of God.
那当然，圣经里面记载记载有几次在特别在旧约圣经里面神摸了人。
In the Old Testament, there's also several recordings concerning God touched men.
那么以后再来分享。我们今天晚上先来看看主耶稣他。摸了一个大麻风的。
And we'll share those incidents later. Tonight, I would like to share when Lord Jesus touched a leprous man.
那这个人呢，他的故事就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌496首。那个这个作词的人呢，他们所引用的经节就是马太福音第八章里面这个事件。
And just like the hymn sang 496, and it's talking about incidents when.Lord Jesus touched a leprous man.
我们来看一下马太福音第八章。
And it's recording in Matthew chapter 8.
我们来看看这个事件，主耶稣摸了他之后，那这件事情对我们有什么样的教训
？Now let's see from this incident, what can we learn?
马太福音第八章看第一节。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 1.
八章一节说，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。第二节。
Verse 2.
有一个长大麻风的来。拜他说主若肯必能叫我洁净了第三节
Verse 3
耶稣伸手摸他说我肯你洁净了吧他的大麻风立刻就洁净了第四节
Verse 4
耶稣对他说你却不可告诉人只要去把身体给祭司查看献上摩西所吩咐的遗物对众人做证据那这一段圣经是很直接的在马太福音接着主耶稣登山宝训之后所留下了一个主的神迹
And this miracle happened after Lord Jesus went up to the mountain
那就是主耶稣讲的道理下了山很多人跟着他要继续跟随耶稣听他讲道理之后他们继续跟随
After he taught the truth he went down to the mountain and he continued his teaching and many followed him
那这个事件呢这个长大麻风的来拜他这个事件在马可文第一章跟路加第五章都有记载同一个事件。
And in Mark chapter 1 and Luke chapter 5 also recorded the same incidents.
那这里圣经说这个长大麻风的他来拜耶稣他是俯伏在地跪下在耶稣面前的。
And this leprous man came and worshipped Lord Jesus Christ.
他拜耶稣在耶稣面前说主若肯必能叫我洁净了。
He worshipped and knelt down and said to Lord Jesus, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
表示说那个时候他听过主耶稣他讲过的道他也对耶稣产生了信心。
Therefore, from this phrase, we can see he had faith in Lord Jesus Christ and he also heard of him.
因为大麻风在旧约时代呢是一个非常谨慎要很谨慎要被隔离的一种病所以众人如果有人得了大麻风基本上他等于跟他的生活他正常的生活就已经隔绝了
Because in that time a person being afflicted with leprosy have to separate from men
所以在那个时代长大麻风的基本上就已经等于患了绝症一样
Therefore if you're being afflicted with this disease then it's impossible to be healed
当然也是可能被医好的因为圣经里面有说如果大麻风得洁净之后要怎么样证明然后要怎么样献礼物这个在利未记里面都有记载的
And it's very rare to be healed. And in, these incidents are recorded in Leviticus.
那所以这个 长大麻风的呢，他现在主动的来找主耶稣了。
And this leprous man, he came to Lord Jesus Christ by himself.
他向主耶稣的要求是说，如果主你若肯的话，你一定可以让我洁净了。
He said to the Lord, Lord, if you are willing, then I can for sure be clean.
表示说他相信耶稣是他是他的出路。
Therefore, he believed Lord Jesus is his opportunity, his way.
他相信耶稣的能力。
And he believed in the power and authority of Lord Jesus Christ.
只是他不知道，他也没有预期说主耶稣用什么方法来医治他。
However, he did not know in what way will Lord Jesus heal him.
因为长大麻风的基本上是一种传染病啊，是会众人都不敢去摸的一种病。
Because for a person that's been afflicted with leprosy, no one will want to touch him.
所以当这个长大麻风到主耶稣面前跪下来求耶稣的时候，他应该不会想到耶稣会去摸他。
Therefore, when he came to the presence of Lord Jesus Christ, he cannot imagine that the Lord will actually touch him.
他只是希望说主耶稣一定有办法叫他洁净。
But he knew Lord Jesus had the way to let him be cleansed.
那这个时候，主耶稣竟然在第三节说他伸手摸他了。
However, in verse 3, Lord Jesus held out his hand and touched him.
主耶稣说：“我肯，你洁净了吧？”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
And Lord Jesus said, I'm willing, be cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed.
就是在被主耶稣摸到那一个瞬间，他的大麻风立刻就消失不见。
In the moment Lord Jesus touched him, he was healed.
就是这个叫做神迹的哦，就好像这个只有当事人真的经历过了，才有办法去了解说什么叫做大麻风立刻得洁净。
And we call this miracle, and it's very hard for us to imagine what What's the situation?
因为如果大麻风是他的皮肤白得像雪一样，那就是皮肤都不正常。
Because for a leprous man, his skin will be white.
那当然还有很多很多，因为大麻风所带来的这种后遗症，就是他可能会手指不见啊，他可能会组织的尖端的部分就会腐蚀烂掉，就是可能有很多这种大麻风带来的那个症状。
And there are many symptoms that comes with leprosy.
他主耶稣一摸他的时候，他说就立刻洁净了。
But here recorded when Lord Jesus touched him right away, immediately he was healed.
有时候就好像在拍电影的时候，你看那个慢动作，就让那个皮肤整个慢慢变白的哈，哦，慢慢变恢复正常，好像有一个过程，马上突然之间在那一个瞬间就出现了。
And it's just like when we're watching movies, sometimes immediately or slowly this person's hand turned to normal.
那主耶稣会伸手摸他这件事情，是因为圣经特别描述说是因为主耶稣动了慈心。
And Lord Jesus put out his hand and touched him, and it's because he have heart of sympathy.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1.
在马可福音第一章里面特别描述主耶稣这个摸他的这个动作。
And in Mark chapter 1 here, especially talk about Lord, when Lord Jesus held out his hand to touch him.
第一章的第四十一节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 40.
马可福音一章四十一节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 40.
耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。那这里圣经马可特别说，是主耶稣他动了怜悯的心。
Here, in verse 41, Lord Jesus, he was moved with compassion.
主耶稣他是他的本质就是爱。
And Lord Jesus himself is love.
所以主耶稣是充满怜悯的神呢。
And he is the God that filled with compassion.
他在世上传福音的时候，曾经医了很多很多人。
And when he was on this world, he healed many.
他看到那些流离失所的人，他心里面会产生怜悯。
And we saw the poor and the needy, his heart of compassion would be stirred.
主耶稣看到孤儿寡妇也特别关心。
And we saw the orphan or the widows, he also wanted to care for them.
那这个时候，这个人在主耶稣面前，在向他跪下来祈求他，主耶稣动慈心，伸手去摸他。
And then this person come and kneeled in front of him, and Lord Jesus was moved with compassion.
主耶稣一点也没有考虑到说这个大麻风会不会传染给他自己。
And Lord Jesus did not even think about that that this disease is contagious.
当然我们会想说主耶稣是神他应该不会害怕。
And then we might think to ourselves, it's because he is God, so he is, of course, he did not have to be afraid.
没有错，主耶稣也可以不用用摸他，就这样让讲一句话他就好了。
Indeed, without touching him, Lord Jesus can still heal him.
但是主耶稣他用伸手去摸他这件事情，要让我们看到主耶稣他怎么样怜悯那个主动来寻求他的人。
However, this simple action, we can see how Lord Jesus has a heart of compassion and love toward those needy, that's needy.
主耶稣说，我肯你洁净了。
Lord Jesus said to him, I'm willing and you are clean.
是回应他说，这个长大猫说，主啊，你若肯，你必能叫我洁净。
And as a response to his, question, to his request,
主耶稣也可以说，你洁净，就一句话就解决了。
And Lord Jesus can even just say, you will be clean.
但是他这个伸手去摸他的时候，让这个人，这个长大麻风的人，他生命改变了。
However, Lord Jesus still held out his hand to touch him, and then this leprous man, his life was transformed.
他变成洁净，他的大麻风离开他，就变成洁净了。
His leprosy left him, and he became clean.
然后，当然洁净这件事情需要在律法上要经过大祭司的鉴定。
And according to the law, this leprous man have to be first observed by the priest.
那主耶稣他是造物主，他有能力洁净这个长大麻风的。
And Lord Jesus Christ, as a creator, he have the power and authority to heal this leprous man.
他用伸手摸他来回应这个人他的信心跟行动。
And he stretched out his hand to touch him as a way to answer it, his faith and his request.
因为这个人他是主动来寻找主耶稣基督。
Because this man come to Lord Jesus Christ.Proactively.
他当然是相信耶稣有能力的。
And he believed Lord Jesus have the power.
然后他现在亲自来了。
And he take the effort to come to the presence of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣伸手摸他，来回应他的这个信心的表现哦。
So Lord Jesus stretched out his hand to touch him as a way to answer his request.
那这个人。主耶稣跟他说：“你不要去告诉人哦，你只要把你的身体给祭司查看，然后献礼物，对众人做见证，表示说你已经得洁净就好了。”
And Lord Jesus said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone. Show yourself to the priest, and as a testimony to men."
那在马可福音特别说啊，主耶稣说：“你不要去告诉人家，严严的嘱咐他，不要去告诉人，不要去传。”
And in verse 44 here, Lord Jesus especially said to him, "Do not say to anyone, and do not spread this out."
但是这个人哦，到出去就讲了很多话，那把主耶稣的这个名字呢，就主耶稣的名就传开了。
However, this man went out and proclaimed to many and spread Lord Jesus' name.
那当然，圣经在马可福音第一章里面特别说啊，以后主耶稣就不得在明明的进那个城，只好在外边旷野地方啊，人就从各处。
So that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction.
这个人他去把主耶稣为他所做的事情把他宣扬了。
And this person he proclaimed what Lord Jesus done on him.
当然他没有完全遵照主耶稣的吩咐。
And he did not totally follow the command of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他用他自己的想法想说，我这样子被主耶稣一摸就好了，这个事情他到处去宣讲，因为他觉得这个是一个很大的神迹。
And he used his own way and logic. He proclaimed to many the miracles that Jesus had done on his body.
那当然，他的这个做法是因为他不知道主耶稣背后的意义在哪里，他讲这句话意义在哪里。
And the reason he proclaimed to many is because he did not know why Lord Jesus Christ tell him to tell no one.
因为看起来很多人就因为这件事情要来找主耶稣，为了病得医治。
And after he proclaimed to many, many people come to Lord Jesus Christ wanting to be healed.
那我们今天晚上我们要所要查考的是主耶稣摸他伸手摸他这一件神迹所带来的意义。
And tonight, I would like to study the meaning and purpose behind when Lord Jesus touched this man.
我们知道大麻风本身呢，在属灵上它预表的罪。
We know leprosy and spiritually it represents sin.
那今天如果一个人 在这个罪上没有被解决，它是跟神、跟人、跟神是隔绝的。
And today, if we do not solve this problem of sin, then this man, this person will have to be separate from God.
那你看这个长大麻风，他自己本身知道他长麻风，所以他会想要来寻求得洁净的方法。
And this leprous man, he wanted to find a way to be clean.
他知道耶稣是那个方法。
And he knew Lord Jesus Christ is the way.
所以他想要来找耶稣解决这个大麻风的问题。
So he wanted to be healed by Lord Jesus Christ.
他来求告主耶稣啊。
And he came to the Lord.
那主耶稣回应他。
And Lord Jesus answered his request.
我们如果从罪的角度来思想这个事件怎么应用在我们的生活里。
Therefore, from the perspective of sin, how can we utilize this in our daily life?
我们今天其实大部分的人对罪都不是很敏感的。
And today, many are not sensitive towards sin.
长大麻风的人，他的大麻风是长在他的身上，他是看得见，他是被这个社会隔离的。
And for a leprous man, he was separate from other people because it's visible.
但是罪本身会让我们跟神隔离，但是我们却可能不知道。
Sin will separate us from God, but sometimes we do not know.
那有时候因为这个罪的问题是属灵的，所以如果我们不够敏感，有时候我们对罪所造成影响，我们也不知道说其实我们是已经跟神隔绝了，可是我们还以为我们跟神很亲近。
Because this problem of sin is spiritual, is something we cannot see. So sometimes we still think to ourselves we are close to God.
所以从这件事情，我们要来思想，我们要怎么样能让我们的罪得解决。
Therefore, from this incident, we have to think to ourselves, how can we resolve this problem of sin?
今天有很多人，他们认为这个罪的解决只是如果我相信耶稣基督，就可以解决了。
Today, many believe to solve the problem of sin, I just have to come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我如果口里承认耶稣是我的救主，心里相信耶稣为我钉十字架，为我流宝血的。
If my mouth confess Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, and my heart believe Lord Jesus Christ sacrificed, crucified on me on the cross,
那我的罪就被赦免了，我就被神称义了。
Then my sins are being cleansed, and I'm can be called righteous.
如果我已经悔改我过去所做的所犯的过错。
If I repent of the wrongdoings I've done in the past,
那我就被罪就赦，我就被称义了。
Then I can be righteous right now.
那这样子，接下去的洗礼其实只是一个形式而已。
So then, baptism is just a formality.
但其实圣经里面所讲的罪不是这样子的。
However, this is not the way Bible is recorded.
那罪怎么样被赦免，要怎么样在神面前称义，其实也不是我们所认为这个方式，一般人所认为这个方式。
And to let our sin be forgiven and to be cleansed.
那通常是因为我们一个人对罪不够敏感，不知道这个罪到底是怎么一回事。
And many times because we are insensitive to sin, we do not know what's the root problem.
在圣经里面，这个罪呢，其实有很清楚的描述的。
In the Bible, there is a clear recording concerning sin.
那什么是罪
？So what is sin?
如果一个人发现自己身上有罪，他才会想要来求耶稣啊。
If a person realizes he or she is sinful, then they will wanted to come to seek for Christ.
那罪在哪里表现出来呢
？And in what way the sin?
我们如果看
express itself.
我们如果看罗马书第一章。
If we turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
请看第十八节。
First 18.
罗马书一章的十八节。
Romans 1, chapter 18.
他说原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
那这里讲神的愤怒在那些行不义阻挡真理的人，所以今天一个人若是行不义，那阻挡真理其实是一种罪。
Therefore, today, if a person is unrighteous or suppress the truth, then he is sinful.
他所带来的就是神的愤怒。
And then the consequence will be the wrath of God.
那这个就是罪的结果。
And that's a consequence of sin.
那所以，其实今天我们如果想想，有时候我们 不见得每一件事情都是义的了。我们所做的事情有时候是不义的。
And if we examine our daily deeds, we'll realize not all our actions are righteous.
有时候在我们家里面，我们所做的事情也不义。
Sometimes the things we did in our family are unrighteous.
我们做儿女的可能对我们的父母亲不义啊。
Or as children, we are unrighteous to our parents.
因为我们可能不听父母亲的话。
Because we disobey them.
那我们做父母的。有时候对我们的儿女可能不义啊。
Or as parents, we might be unrighteous to our children.
因为有时候做父母的也会动血气去管教儿女。
And because sometimes we use our own way to teach our children.
我们又用神的标准来看，其实我们之前在很多事情上可能都做了不合神的标准呢。
Therefore, from the standard of God, many deeds and actions are fall short of God's standard.
那就更不用说，有时候我们会变成阻挡真理的人。
And sometimes we are even the one that suppress the truth.
也就是说，我们知道真理，那真理应该要被传开。可是有时候我们的作为反而是阻挡真理。
Because we knew the truth and we supposed to proclaim the truth. However, sometimes we're the one that suppress them.
因为有时候在我们身上，我们如果没有办法让人看见耶稣啊，其实我们就变成一个阻挡真理的人了。
Because if we cannot let others see Lord Jesus Christ in us, then we are the one, the obstacle of the truth.
就是别人看到我们就不会说，哎呦，信耶稣也没有比我好。
Because when others see us, they might think, Christians are no better than me.
所以有时候我们就变成阻挡真理啊。
So then we'll become the obstacle of truth.
那其实这也是一种罪，按圣经来标准来看。
And from the standard of Bible, that's sin as well.
那如果看罗马书一章的二十一节。
If we turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 21.
罗马书一章二十一节说，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。这里说，虽然知道神，但是不把他当作神来荣耀他，来感谢他，这也是罪。
Here recorded, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, and this action itself is sin as well.
那所以今天我们有时候对神的作为，我们没有感觉。
And today we are insensitive toward God's work.
那我们不会，当然如果没有感觉，就不会去荣耀他，也不会去感谢的。
And if we cannot feel anything, then naturally we will not glorify Him or give thanks to Him.
但是神的作为其实事实上是明明可见的，是我们日常生活中随时是可以体会到的。
However, the works, the ways of God is something that's always revealed, that's revealed to us and can see it every day.
一个人在没有认识神以前呢，他通常都以为他自己的才能可以做很多很多事，都是因为自己很努力的结果。
And before a person come to know God, he or she will think everything that they've done is according to their ability and their talents.
但是信主以后，哎，他认识耶稣以后，他发现很多事情其实都从神来的，没有神就没有办法完成这一些事。
But after a person believes in Christ, he or she will realize everything is from God.
那通常一个人在不认识主耶稣以前呢，他通常对神的作为不会去感谢。那对神给他的恩典也不会去想要去荣耀神。
And for unbelievers, they will not be thankful to our God or to give thanks to God.
那这个其实就是罪，这个就是一种罪所带来人的愚妄，就是人也不知道说，哎，其实人是很脆弱的。如果今天晚上一个什么事情，我们可能就没有办法再继续活下去了。
And this itself is sinning.And it's a kind of stubbornness, not knowing the way and of God, and not know how to give thanks to God.
那除了这些事以外，其实我们今天如果每一个人再想想看我们的日常生活里啊。
And other than all these things, if we ponder upon our daily actions,
有时候我们会真的像罗马书第七章所说的，就是我心里面想做的善事，我做不出来。
And sometimes will be just like what's recorded in Romans chapter 7.The good we wanting to do, we cannot do.
那但是我不愿意做的恶，我偏偏去做。
How, but the evil I will not to do that I practice.
所以罗马书第七章，我们看一下罗马书第七章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7.
十四节。
Verse 14.
七章十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
我们原晓得律法是属乎灵的，但我是属乎肉体的，是已经卖给罪了。
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin.
第十五节说，因为我所做的我自己不明白，我所愿意的我并不做，我所恨恶的我倒去做了。
For what I'm doing, I do not understand, but what I will to do that I do not practice, but what I hate that I do.
那保罗他在这里从这底下，他一直在分析，他当时候有一个很大的挣扎在他内心里面。
And from these verses on, Paul here shared his struggle.
就是其实他现在所不愿意去做的恶环的做出来，其实是因为被罪控制的结果。
And what he did not want to do, he practiced, and that's the result of under the control of sin.
他说这个就是罪。
And he said that sin itself.
是让他非常的困扰。
That's why he was very troubled.
所以我们今天在我们生活当中做出我们不愿意做的恶，其实这个就是一种罪。
Therefore, today in our daily life, if we do the things we do not, we hate to do, then that itself is sin.
你看，我们今天谁不知道说生气不好
？And today, all of us know we should not be angry.
那生气的考验通常都是在这个事情不合我们意的时候，我们怎么表现
？And usually, when something did not go our way, how do we express our feeling?
但常常都是我们就会很自然的、不小心的就。脾气就来了。
And very naturally, our temper will rise.
那有时候是我们讲起话来就不好听了。
And the way we speak will not be as nice.
我们对人的态度就改变了。
And our attitude to a man will change.
那所以其实这是在神面前，这个都是一种过犯，一种罪。
And in the presence of God, this itself is sin as well.
因为我们做不出来了。
Because we cannot practice the
good. 明明知道这不好，可是又没有办法去克服它。
Even though we knew the things we do, it's not good, but we could not overcome it.
那在罗马书里面第十四章呢，又记载一项是有关于罪的。
In Romans chapter 14, he also records another.
我们看第十四章的二十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 23.
十四章二十三节。
14, verse 23.
若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心。凡不出于信心的都是罪。
But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith, for whatever is not from faith is sin.
罗马书十四章里面在讲，当时候信徒当中有一个争议，就是这个市场上买的食物啊，可不可以吃？那特别是那些肉，可不可以吃？
In Romans chapter 14, here is discussing an argument among members. Should they eat the food?From the markets places.
那因为有人觉得说这个市场上的这些食物呢，可能是拜过偶像，这个不洁净，不可以吃。
Because some believe the food sold from the market, there were idol worshipped.
那除了这个食物以外，还有日期，这个节日，哪一些节日是好日，是当遵守的，当时候信徒之中又有一些不一样的意见。
And other than the issue of food, there's also the debate between different festivals and date.
所以那个时候呢，保罗呢他就特别在这十四章里面呢提醒他们说，其实不管哪一日都没有关系，食物也不会叫人不洁净。
So in this chapter, Paul tried to explain to them, it doesn't matter what day it is or what kind of food you eat.
但是最主要的就是我们这件事情会不会让我们的弟兄跌倒。
And the key is whether the thing you practice will stumble your brothers or sisters.
那不可以叫你的善被人毁谤，就是说你认为这个是对的，不要因为这样子让人毁谤，然后让弟兄信心软弱了。
And you should not left a footstool to let other to blaspheme or to be stumbled by your good work.
所以有人有信心的保罗就提醒说，要既然有信心，就在神面前守着。
So he reminded those who are in firm faith to have faith in God.
如果你自己以为可行的事情，能不吃者就是这个食物你来吃，以及这个日子你觉得没有关系，那你不自责，心里面有平安，他说这样就好了。
He said, "Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God."And whatever you do, do it out with a clear conscience before God.
那这样就有福气了。
So then you will be blessed.
然后第二十三节特别说，如果有疑心，你去吃了，然后呢，就必有罪。
However, in verse 23, here he mentioned, if you eat out of doubts, then you're condemned.
所以保罗他说，如果不是出于信心去做的，就是有罪了。
Because he does not eat from faith, for whatever is not from faith is sin.
所以今天其实我们很多时候，我们信心还是不够的。
So today, many times we're lacking of faith.
我们在一些生活上，我们真的要对神有信心，对神的应许有信心。
And we should have faith in God, have faith in the promise of God.
因为圣经这里所说的不是出于信心，不出于信心的都是罪，就是说我们当我们疑惑，我们的内心会不平安去做，真的就是我有罪啊。
Because here recorded, for whatever is not from faith is sin. Everything we do, if we do not have peace in our heart, then that's sin.
那之后真的会带来不好的结果。
And then later on, it will bring bad consequences.
我们在西方这个世界社会里面比较不会有那个食物的问题，让我们良心自责了。
And today in our society, we do not have much incidents that the issue of food will let us.
但是我们有一个姐妹呢，她回到马来西亚去的时候。
And there was a sister when she went back to Malaysia.
在那个时候，她还没有受洗以前，她已经知道不可以吃拜偶像的食物了。
And that's before she was baptized. And that time she already knew she should not partake any idol worship food.
她到故乡去做客，很多人就给她很多东西吃了。
And when she went back to her home, and many offer her idol worship food.
有一次，有一个不知道他的亲戚呢，就给他们的这个好像在请吃饭的时候，给他们两盘的食物。
And in one incident, while she's eating a meal, her relative take out two plates of food.
他那时候直接感觉到这个东西可能有问题啊。
And that time immediately she felt that there's something wrong with this food.
他有疑问。
She have doubt in her heart.
但是他那时候他并没有去问说到底你们这个东西有没有拜过。
But she did not ask the relative whether this is idol worship food.
但是他心里面吃起来觉得很不安心。
However, when she eat the food, she feel very unpeaceful.
真的是没有，他是没有信心在吃那个食物，但是他毕竟还是把它吃了。
So she eat the food without faith, and she finished the food.
结果后来才发现，他的食物是拜过偶像的。
And later on, she realized this is idol worship food.
吃到拜偶像之后，他开始生病。
Then after that, she fell ill.
哇，那生病，他整个后来回他的老家去探亲的之外，后面的行程全部都在生病当中度过的。
So then, later on, she spent all her vacation, being ill.
那后来他在读圣经读到这一节的时候，他就体会到，原来这个就在讲这个意思。
And then when she read of this verse, she realized, what's the meaning of this verse?
因为他当时候已经有疑心，已经没有信心了。但是他并没有去拒绝。
Because that time when she partake the food, she did not have any faith and she did not refuse it.
那神也让他体会到说，那个吃拜偶像的食物之后啊，他是受了多少苦啊。
So then she suffered a lot because of the food.
那所以呢，其实这个就是一种罪。他后来他也了解，那就跟神悔改了。
And that itself is sin, and she realized that and she repented to God.
那当然，有关罪的问题呢，在雅各书里面又提到另外一项。
And the problem of sin is also being discussed in the book of James.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 4.
十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
雅各书四章十七节。
James chapter 4, verse 17.
他说：“人若知道行善，却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
”If a person knows should do good but do not do, then that itself is sin.
所以其实从圣经里面所描述这些标准来看，其实我们今天就我们每一个人来说，我们其实都要常常跟神悔改的。
Therefore, from the standard of the Bible, many of us we need to repent before God.
我们知道很多善行我们应当去做的，可是我们都没有去做。
Because there are many good things or right things we need to do. We know of, but we did not practice.
这个其实是从神的角度，从我们内心知道没有去行出来这个亏欠来说的。
And that's from the perspective of God that we know and we did not do.
那当然最更最显著就是违背律法嘛。
And then another kind of sin is to disobey the commandment.
约翰一书第三章。
In 1 John chapter 1, chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第四节。
First 4.
三章四节。
chapter 3 verse 4.
凡犯罪的 就是违背律法, 违背律法就是罪。
Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness.
那这个其实我们每个人都知道，违背律法就是罪。
Everyone of us know, those who disobey the commandment is sin.
那这么多圣经里面所描述这么多的罪呢，我们今天要对它很敏感呢。
So the Bible recorded many different kind of sins, and we have to be sensitive to them.
如果我们会对这个罪敏感之后，我们会发现说，有时候我们真的没有力量去胜过它。
And if we are sensitive to sin, and sometimes we'll feel we are unable to overcome them.
我们但是因为我们相信主耶稣基督。
But because we believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这个罪有一个出路。
We know that there's a way in dealing with sin.
就是一定要到耶稣跟前来求他。
Which is come to the presence of Lord Jesus Christ.
来伏在主耶稣面前。
To kneel before him.
像圣经所描述，这个大麻风的他来拜耶稣。
And just like the way this leprous man came to the presence of God to worship Lord Jesus Christ, to worship him.
然后祈求主说：“主啊，你若愿意，你一定可以让我洁净。”
And say to Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, please, if you're willing, let me be cleansed.
那所以今天我们基于这样的信心，我们采取这个行动，我们主动到神面前来，主啊，求你来洁净我。
And with this kind of faith, and we carry it out with action, and we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to help us.
那如果我们愿意主动来祈求神
，and if we're willing to come to Lord Jesus Christ,
我们来到神面前认我们的罪
，and to come to His presence and to repent our sins,
那神必要赦免我们。
Then for sure, Lord Jesus will forgive us.
约翰一书，我们请看约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
约翰一书一章九节。
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，他是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
第十节说，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us.
所以这里提到这个会主动来到神面前认罪的这个重要性。
Here mentioned the importance of come to the presence of Lord Jesus Christ.
神要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们不义。
Lord Jesus want to forgive us and to wash away our sins.
就好像这个大麻风的他来到神面，来到耶稣面前。
And just this, like this leprous man, he went to the presence of God.
主若肯，可以叫我洁净。
And if God is willing, please, if you are willing, please heal me.
我们今天怀着一个忧伤痛悔的心，如果到神面前来，神主耶稣一定愿意来赦免我们的过犯。
And today, if we go to Lord Jesus Christ with a sorrowful and contrite heart, then for sure the Lord Jesus will forgive us.
主耶稣就是有这个能力来赦免我们的罪过。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, He has the power and authority to wash away our sins.
因为他为我们付出代价，流出宝血了。
Because He has paid the price for us, He has shed His precious blood.
那这个宝血的功用一直持续到现在。
And the power and this of blood continued until today.
因为主耶稣他流宝血，就是要把我们救进天国去的。
Because he shed his blood to save us, to be able to go into the heavenly kingdom.
他在天上坐在至高者宝座的右边，要来继续为我们赎罪，当大祭司的职分，一直在持续为我们献祭赎罪。
And he's the most high priest, and until today he sit in the right of God, and he is the mediator for us.
那所以呢，我们今天如果怀着一个这种忧伤痛悔的心来到神面前呢
？Therefore, today, if we carry a sorrowful and contrite heart and go to the presence of God,
我们知道说只有耶稣有办法解决我们这个困扰。
And in our heart, we know only Lord Jesus Christ can solve this problem of sin for us.
那我们的心会得到苏醒。
Then our heart will be awakened.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
And because what we've done is something that's pleasing.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
五十七章的十五节。
57 verse 15。
五十七章十五节说：“因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。”
15, for thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
那所以呢，今天如果我们也能够像这个大麻风到神面前来祈求主来洁净我们。
Therefore today we can be just like this leprous man to go to the presence of God and ask God to heal him.
主耶稣一样会向我们动慈心，伸手摸我们。
In the same way, God will have a heart of compassion and touch us.
摸我们之后，我们就立刻得洁净。
And once God touches us, immediately we'll be healed.
主耶稣的赦免是他的能力是超过我们所能想象的。
Because God's power and authority is beyond our comprehension.
我们今天在神面前，如果能够有这个一个心智哦。
And today, if we have this determination, this heart in front of God,
常常祈求主来摸我们，来接近我们。
If we ask God to touch us and to cleanse us,
那我们才有办法真的来跟随耶稣。
Then we can continue to follow Him.
你看，一个长大麻风人，他是不能跟随耶稣的。
Because for a leprous man, it's impossible for him to follow God.
长大麻风人是跟人隔绝。
A leprous man will be separate from others.
他即使想跟随耶稣，也跟不了。
Even though he wanted to follow God, Lord Jesus, that would be impossible.
那其实今天我们每个人要跟随耶稣，做主耶稣的门徒，就是要让这个罪得洁净，先要得洁净。
In the same way, today, if we want to be the disciple of God, first of all, we have to be cleansed.
那我们洁净以后，主耶稣伸手摸我们之后，我们得洁净以后，我们才有办法真的来服侍神。
After Lord Jesus Christ touches, then we'll be cleansed. Then we can work for Him and follow Him.
我们也才能够真的成为圣洁的器皿，被主所用的。
Then we can be the holy vessel for His use.
然后真的来跟随耶稣，来传扬耶稣的作为。
And then to follow Him and to proclaim His work.
因为主耶稣的这个伸手这个摸的动作，让我们真的马上得洁净哦。
Because the action of Lord Jesus Christ touching Him.He can immediately forgive his sin and heal him.
你看提摩太后书第二章，我们看提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy.
那讲到说要服侍神的人呢，应该要有的准备了。
We here talk about for a worker of God, the kind of preparation we should have.
提摩太后书二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
我们看第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节说，然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有这印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。二十节
Verse 20,
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。二十一节
Verse 21,
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。那这一段圣经在讲说，今天我们每一个人其实都在神的家里面，是做不同功用的，有不同是不同的材料做出来的。
In these verses describing each one of us are made from different materials.
我们有人可能是像金器银器的。
Some of us might be vessel of gold and silver.
有人可能是木器瓦器而已。
Or some would be made of wood and clay.
但是神要不要用，其实不在于他的材质本身，就是他这个到底是哪一种材料做出来的，不是重点。
However, when God uses a person, doesn't matter, the key is not what kind of material this person is made of.
重要的是他是一定要是圣洁的。
And what's important is whether this person is a holy.
是要离开不义的事。
Or whether this person depart from dishonor or iniquities.
那如果脱离卑贱，离开不义以后，就必做贵重的器皿，就被主所用了。
And if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor and prepare for every good work.
所以，今天我们看到这一段圣经呢，我们要想，我是不是那个长大麻风的
？And today, when we read these verses, we have to examine ourselves whether we are afflicted with leprosy.
通常我们不会觉得我是长大麻风的。
And usually, we will not think we're the one that's being afflicted.
我们都想说那个是长大麻风他的事。
We will point finger to others.
但其实我们应该就是这个长大麻风的人。
But then, many times we are the one that's leprous.
那我们就一定会来找耶稣。
So we should come to Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天如果我们也能够来祈求主啊，主你 主，你若肯，一定可以叫我洁净。
So if today we come to the presence of God and ask God, if you're willing, I can be cleansed.
在我们的生活当中，如果常祈求神来摸我们，来洁净我们。
If in our daily life we continue to ask God to touch us, to cleanse us,
我们的信仰一定可以突破。
Then our faith will be improved.
因为罪会让我们跟神有距离。
Because sin will separate us from God.
罪会让我们的祷告变成好像没有功效一样。
And sin will make our prayer ineffective.
罪会让我们家庭里面不会和谐。
Sin will let us not will bring disharmony in our family.
罪会让我们可能在我们的工作环境当中跟我们的同事处不来。
And it will also let us being not in harmony with our co-workers or friends.
那这些罪的问题都一定要把它带到主耶稣面前来，求主耶稣，主啊，你来洁净我。
And we have to bring all these issues of sins to the presence of God and ask God to help us.
那当主耶稣他说他愿意，他伸手摸我们的时候，他怜悯我们的软弱，那么我们就得洁净了。
And when Lord Jesus said to us, He is willing, when He touches us, then at that moment we can be cleansed.
然后我们就可以真的成为圣洁，然后进一步来为主所用，来传扬主耶稣基督的作为。
Then we can be holy and be used by God and to preach His word.
那这样子做，我们其实我们有时候传福音是很简单的。
So if we do so, then sometimes preaching the gospel is actually easy.
因为一个洁净的人，周围的人一定可以感受得到。
Because others will know if this person is holy, is clean.
因为洁净的人会是像光一样。
Because for a clean person, he or she would just be as bright as light.
在这个黑暗的世界里面会发光，像明光照耀。
In this dark world, that person will be as shining as the sun.
那我们会进一步的能够真的荣耀神，我们凡事都会感谢神。
And that person will give glory to God and give thanks to God.
所以愿主耶稣基督帮助我们，让我们都能够到神面前来，来祈求神来摸我们。
And ask God to guide each one of us and to pray to God to touch each one of us.
每一天都解决罪的问题。
So that every day we solve this problem.
让我们都成为圣洁。
So we can all be holy.
我们现在再来唱诗。